We're going now to jobs, and demand for rural hubs has increased over the last year as a growing number of people are working remotely 2 to 3 days a week. Well, in Kilkenny, half of the homes sold in the last few months were bought by people with addresses outside of the county who are moving there for a better work-life balance. This week, Della Kilroy visited a former school in Castle Comer, which has been repurposed into a remote working hub.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jared Ryan. I'm standing here in my co-working space with my partner Dominica. We moved here just a month ago. It's a former classroom in the Enterprise Centre in Castle Comer, which was formerly a school. It's bright and airy. It's got four large windows. I'm looking out and all I can see is trees, which is really nice, fitting with the rural area, I suppose.
I'm in North Kilkenny with plumber Jared and his artist wife Dominica. Last year, the couple moved with their three children to farmland close by and started working in their local business centre.
This is a printmaking press for lino cut printing. So it's nice to have a space that could facilitate all the elements of work. Up until now, I had my computer at home, which wasn't a healthy habit. I used to just sit down and work up until late evening when kids were asleep, and it just really affects the balance and the mental health, I suppose. There's no time off. When you're working for yourself, you're always trying to do as much, especially when you have small kids. So it's nice to have a bit of balance now.
So we were formerly living in Athy, in the town, like commuter towns. It was house to house. And I suppose when we seen the house in Ballinakil, the rural setting, the fields, the air, I was sold on the idea, really. We're there now and we're happy out, having a look back.
What is daily life like now, living in a more rural setting?
Like every family, I suppose, it's the chase to the deadline for school, first of all. But it's no traffic and you do get a lot of benefit out of the rural vibe and kind of being closer to nature and the quality of air, I think, as well. I think people underestimate that.
It just feels much less stressful, both of us being self-employed. I suppose it's really nice to have a space now to work when Jared can come as well and do his office admin tasks, because it's so hectic at home. You know, the kids are 1, 8 and 9, 18 and 9 or 7 and 8. But it's really loud and it's really happy loud, but it's very hectic and there's no chance of getting any work done. So
that'd be a big one. And then to answer your question about me, I suppose I have been given a little corner here. If anyone on the radio can see it, I've been shoved in the corner here. That's a joke. But no, it's a lovely space. And, you know, if I have an hour in the evening, it's not going home to do it. It's popping in here for an hour before I go home, and then I'm going home with a clear head and I can just focus on home life.
Gerard and Dominica aren't the only ones making the move to Kilkenny. Across the county, remote working hubs are dealing with increased demand. Aileen McGrath works in Kilkenny's local enterprise office.
Okay, so we're currently in Castle Comer, which is a lovely town in the north of Kilkenny. We're walking now through the Castle Comer Enterprise Centre. And when the school closed, there was an opportunity arose for the community to take on this unit, and they've developed it into various enterprise units and remote working desks. So there's lots of different businesses located in units across the campus.
What is demand like for this kind of remote working space at the moment?
Yes, we're finding across the whole of County Kilkenny that enterprise spaces like these are in high demand. We've seen a little bit of data to show that a good number of the houses recently purchased in Kilkenny were purchased from registered owners outside of Kilkenny. So that shows that people are moving back to Kilkenny and that there's a demand for housing. COVID really put an emphasis on it. And for employees, it's part of the job spec. A lot of people inquire, is it something that's possible when they're applying for a job? So we're seeing the demand from both the employee and the interest from both employers and employees.
What then are the national trends you're seeing with these kind of hubs?
Different counties and different areas nationally are at different points of their journey in relation to it. So here in Kilkenny, we have a number of established units, and then we have a new centre coming on stream in Urlingford, Exit 4, in an old bank. And that feeds into communities then and keeps communities alive and people living here, going to sports, going to different clubs and amenities. So it's really important to facilitate in any way that we can people living and working in rural towns such as this in Castle Comer, but in the whole of County Kilkenny. It's really lovely to have facilities like this so people can come and live and work here.
We're currently standing in the middle of one end of my small little shop, which is beside the deli. Small 600 square foot footfall area here. Deals with a lot of people. We're quite busy, as Comer is a quite busy town.
Just down the road from the centre, David O'Rourke runs O'Rourke's Quick Pick. It's a family-run newsagent, with David's dad opening the shop over 50 years ago.
Business is changing rapidly, and even since COVID, more rapidly. It's busier, it's shorter term busy. It's the big shop doesn't go on as much anymore, of course. It's just people are going, people are moving earlier. Yeah, the Enterprise Centre, apart from the shop, it has made a tremendous difference to the town because it has given people a chance and a foot up to get going. Now, as regards myself and the town and business, it's holding people in the town, which is the mainstay.
This town historically has been rocked by...
Oh, historically we've been rocked time and time again. Go back to the mines back in the late 60s when that closed. This was a tremendous source of employment. I mean, the whole Comer area, there was a lack of immigration out of Comer down through the years and the whole area due to the fact that there was employment here, be it tough and be it not that great paid, but it held people through the years when people had to emigrate elsewhere out of the country. Then we had the closure of the mines and the factories did replace it to some degree and created employment, but we've since lost those. But Comer keeps fighting because Comer is very much community-based and very much back up to each other. Comer just keeps supporting itself and we fight above our weight.
So you'll keep fighting?
We'll keep fighting. We'll always keep fighting. That spirit is here. And we gang together and, yeah.
Well, the lunch crowd are coming in, so I'll let you get back to work.
All right. Thanks very much.
Great stuff there from David O'Rourke talking to Della Kilroy in Kilkenny.